This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, it's you and me, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and sort of bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening and thinking that you're hearing Bradley Dean's voice, it is not his. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'm filling in for Bradley live here from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, where it's a beautiful day. And I am working to make sure that my phone stays good and charged because we got a special show for you today. And in that, we're going to have a special guest bottom of the hour that's set up. So I want you guys to hang on because this guy, he's going to either one, you're going to be going, yeah, or you're going to be one of those people who get triggered by what he says. And I like that because there's not a middle of the road kind of place here when this guy comes on. So that'll be at the bottom of the hour. Just want to tease you a little bit on that, that you stick with us through at least the bottom of the hour, find out who the guest is, and I assure you, you will not be disappointed. Okay? If you want to join in any time before that, the number is 1-866-582-9933. I'm not going to take any calls once our guest comes on because we're only going to have him for half an hour, and I don't want to disrupt anything that he has to say in that. We're just going to, you know, start him off, let him do his thing. Now, if you want to check us out online, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and also Bradley Dean. You can follow Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1, that's Bradley with two E's, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. Also, we're on a number of other social media platforms that are growing. MeWe, Spreely, Gab, Minds, USA.Live, and I think at least one more. I'm just dropping my mind right now. And then also, please be sure to check out Sons of Liberty on YouTube. Okay. Bradley's really building up the channel there on YouTube. So please check that out as well. There's plenty of videos that will be able to communicate a lot of the messages that Bradley has given you here on the Sons of Liberty Radio and there on the YouTube channel. So check that out at Sons of Liberty on YouTube. Now, my job is basically to cover today this first half of the show and then bring our guest on, which I'm really excited about. I've been excited about it all day because I think about the topics that we're going to cover, specifically two topics. And again, you're either going to say yes, amen, or you're going to be triggered by it, and that means in the bad way, okay? But what I want to do is before we get to him is let's point over here to sonsoflibertymedia.com. A couple of stories that are out today. You guys have heard in the news this Philadelphia cop shooter, Maurice Hill, as his name is. He has taken some shots, wounded at least six police officers. None of those were fatal. The officers were released from the hospital last night, along with Mr. Hill, who was not injured, but they took him to the hospital, I guess. I guess this is sort of a procedure that they do. Anyway, I've written a story there giving you the facts of what went on, at least what we're given in the reports by the local outlet there, which is far more trustworthy than the national level CBS, about what took place. Now, the thing I want you to understand is Mr. Hill has a long criminal history, and yet he had a gun. Now, how is that? How is it that Mr. Hill had a gun in today's communist, Marxist, socialist society that wants more gun confiscation laws? And that's what they are. They're not gun control laws. We need to train our speech to call it what it is. Just like we need to stop saying gay, we need to call it sodomy. Okay? Do you hear me, people out there? We need to train ourselves. We need to repent in our minds, because that's what repentance is first. That's what it really means, is a change of mind first, which affects everything else. If you have it in your mind, it changes your heart, changes your will, changes your emotions, changes your actions. Okay? God does not bypass the mind in order to make you do whatever he does. That's why he gave us a word book and not a picture book. He wants our emotions driven by the truth, and the truth comes through words. Okay? So, here's the thing. How did Mr. Hill get a gun to shoot police officers in Philadelphia when he had a lengthy criminal record that said, Mr. Hill, you can't have a gun? Did that work in this case? No, and it doesn't work in any other case either. The law is there. I'm just going to stick with this for just a little bit because this was on my mind as I was writing the article. The law is there, as John says, to show us our transgression. Paul says it's a schoolmaster to lead us to Christ. Okay? The law is there not to stop us from sinning. In fact, it doesn't stop people from sinning. People can know the law and just violate it all over the place, can't they? That's not what it's there for. The law is there to show us when we cross the line and we transgress that law, and then we become accountable to it and thereby are in need of just punishment. You understand? Laws do not stop people from committing crimes. They just don't. They're words on paper, or in the case of the Old Testament law, on stone. Those laws that were written on stone, the Bible says God would write them on our hearts, and we have them on our hearts. And those who don't want to honor the Creator and the lawgiver as the Creator and the lawgiver will suppress that truth. They'll suppress his law in unrighteousness. That's Romans 1. And God turns them over to all kinds of things, chief among them are the issue of homosexuality, sodomy, lesbianism, all of that. But there are other sins he turns us over to, too. And that's in Romans 1, too. And my point is that writing laws doesn't stop criminals from committing crimes. That should be at the forefront of our mind when we hear politicians who are looking to self-aggrandize themselves push for more infringements on law-abiding citizens' rights. Got more coming up in this segment, or the next segment, right after these messages. Stay tuned. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
This is Dr. John Diamond with Peacemakers Outreach. I would like to personally invite you, your friends, and church families to the first annual Faith and Freedom Conference. That's being held at the Edinburgh Camp and Conference Grounds on September 28th. Our lineup includes a group of the strongest Christ-centered American patriots ever brought to Western Pennsylvania.
The Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh features moderator Dr. Mike Spaulding of Soaring Eagle Radio, Rand Reese, president of Salt and Light Council, nationally known speakers and authors William Federer and Matt Truella, Dan Fisher, a leader of the Modern Black Robe Regiment, Rusty Thomas of Operation Save America, syndicated radio host Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio, and Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer of Cast the Salt Ministries.
It's the Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh, September 28th. For tickets and information, go to faithandfreedomconference.com. That's faithandfreedomconference.com. Faith and freedom. You can't have one without the other.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty. Again, if you tune in listening for Bradley, he's off today. I'm filling in for him. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a special guest on. You don't want to miss it, but we're going to be talking stuff like red flag laws. We're going to be talking about the current administration and even the modern state of Israel in 30 minutes, and it's going to be jam-packed. I trust, seriously, this is going to divide the people, I can already tell you. And I'm excited about that because the truth does that. But my hope is that people will hear the truth and they'll be gravitated towards it. So with that said, let's get on this segment here. One of the things that's out today, and again, this is another article that I put out this morning, is called Masked Antifa Thugs Chase Ilhan Omar's Congressional Challenger Out of an Event with Weapons. That's right. The lady who says, "Oh, America is so intolerant. It's so intolerant that it brought me and my family from Somalia, where we lived in a dump. And my father is here illegally with his criminal comrades from Somalia. But you people are just so mean, and you have white supremacism, and you're putting children in cages and all of this other nonsense." A lady who married her own brother, this is what the documents indicate, people. I mean, it really is. She won't talk about it, and anybody knows that if you're innocent of those charges, you're gonna come out with a story, and you're going to say, no, that's not what happened at all. This is what happened. You're going to correct it. Ilhan Omar is not that. She plays taqiya because she's an Islamist, and Islam teaches you that you can be deceptive to those who are not the believers. She has spoken on behalf of those jihadis who joined the Islamic State to get them leniency with the judge. She has married her brother, committed immigration fraud. She's violated the house rules. She's marched in there saying, "I get to wear a hijab and your rules don't mean anything," and get the House to turn over the rules, which they did. Bunch of cowards. Over a little woman. And it's just what the scripture says. You'll flee when nobody's pursuing, right? Isn't that what scripture says? Mm-hmm, sure is. Sure is. So for all of you people who say the scripture's outdated, they're antiquated, they don't mean anything, we need something new now, there's nothing new to deal with. Men are still just as wicked as they ever were. And God's judgment is just as sure as it ever was. And either we're going to get it through our thick heads that God is true and every man's a liar, or God's just going to keep heaping judgment on us until we're utterly destroyed. It's one or the other. And if God, in his mercy, and that's what it would be, would show America enough mercy to open the people's eyes to see the angels masquerading as light, the fallen angels, those ministers of Satan masquerading as angels of light, that the American church and the American people have so idolized, both in the church and in the political spectrum, if God would be so merciful to us as to open our eyes to that and grant us true repentance, we would see something that would literally blow our minds. We would see him actually do what he said he would do, and that is heal our land. Otherwise, all we can expect is for him to do what he said he would do and judge us. Okay? And I think you're going to see some of that in the coming hour. Let me point you over to this thing with Antifa here. And the fact that they chased out this lady. Her name is Danielle Stella. She is running against Ilhan Omar in Minnesota in the same congressional district. Now, what chance Ms. Stella has, because there's a lot of Muslims in that area, I don't know. But I know this. I know God doesn't need a majority to destroy the giant, does he? Right? He doesn't need to do that. The sword of the Lord and Gideon, man, is just a couple of guys, and he got rid of tens of thousands of people so he could show himself strong through just a few. So I have no doubt that God can do what he wants to do. Okay? But here's this Danielle Stella, and one of the things that she wrote about, she posted on her Facebook, and I'm not sure, the video seemed to be having some problems on Facebook, and apparently it still does because it doesn't even show up in the article here, but they had the video up of what went on. And one of the things she wrote was, Antifa held a meeting local to Minnesota District 5. So I decided to uncover their hatred towards the Border Patrol, Donald Trump, and our military. It was an open invite and sat quietly, listening and recording in complete disgust. I discovered Antifa are actively helping illegal immigrants bypass the ports of entry and attempt to circumvent the law. This is what she said. They admitted that Trump's newer policies at the border are working and making it harder for illegals to circumvent the immigration system. Well, that's if they're not crossing over in areas where they're not being stopped. I'll let the rest of the video explain itself. Of course, we can't see the video there. Maybe we can get that from another outlet. Maybe she has that posted somewhere else, but I wasn't able to find it to replace it, and it's down right now. The guys at Big League Politics, here's what they wrote. Stella infiltrated an Antifa event in Minneapolis, Minnesota on August 6th. She witnessed the domestic terror group's ongoing border resistance tour to promote their plan to obstruct border enforcement in El Paso, Texas, from September the 1st through September the 10th. It's interesting, Antifa claims to be anti-fascist when they are actually engaging in elements of fascism. They want to shut down any opposition to what they're doing and what they're saying. And they're willing to do it by means of intimidation, not by debate, not by being cordial and courteous and respectful. And I'm wondering when the patriots are going to rise up and they're going to be armed and they're going to shut these knuckleheads down. I'm just wondering when they're going to do that. Where are you guys at? One Antifa organizer said via Skype, call into the Minneapolis event. Instead of doing their court cases on the U.S. side of the border, they're applying for asylum at a point of entry around U.S. soil on the border, and then are being sent back to Mexico to whatever border town they were in, and they have to be doing their court process while remaining there. Now, she was only able to capture, Ms. Stella was only able to capture a few minutes of what she dealt with. But you have to understand something. She said when she was leaving, she said, I went out the back way, and she followed me. She's talking about one of the people who organized the event they were at. She followed me to the parking lot, and she said, nope, you need to get off the property completely, and started complaining I wasn't doing it fast enough. Stella says that the woman yelled threats at her, and the woman had a number of armed, masked Antifa thugs, and that's what they are, they're cowards, along with the woman that were meant to intimidate her. She says one of the Antifa men had a baseball bat, another one had a cattle prod, and they decided to give me 30 seconds. And they also threatened to call the police on me while holding weapons and wearing their Antifa riot gear. Now, let me just put it to you straight, okay? And I'm not going to apologize for it because I'm talking about defense. I'm not talking about going after people. This is one of many reasons why you have a right to keep and bear arms. I can tell you in the state of South Carolina for sure, I'm not going to brandish my weapon like these knuckleheads are. I'm not going to threaten somebody. I'm not going to seek to violate the law and endanger somebody. But I can tell you this. If you've got people like this who come to my neck of the woods down here in South Carolina, and they got baseball bats, and they got cattle prods, and they're waving around at me, and they're threatening me with 30 seconds before they call the police, or they're going to use those things on me. You know, one of the things is I'm probably going to leave anyway because I don't want to be considered trespassing. Of course, this wasn't an issue of trespassing. But if they do that and they want to come try to use those things on me, they won't be using them on anybody else. And this is how true patriots need to deal with it. These people are criminals. They're criminals. They are not law-abiding citizens engaged in the free speech right, expressing their grievances toward government. They are now threatening law-abiding citizens. There is a tremendous difference in that. These are criminals. This woman would have been just fine with using a firearm to defend herself against such thugs. She said, when you have a whole bunch of you, referencing these people, in riot gear and weapons, who do you think you are? A bunch of losers is what you are. She said, Antifa sucks. That was her words, not mine.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Minnesota Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar and Michigan Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib were blocked Thursday from entering Israel as some accused the two elected officials of continuously making anti-Semitic remarks while serving in Congress. The American Israel Public Affairs Committee has come out and said that every member of Congress should be able to visit Israel. Jonathan Shazer is the Senior Vice President of Research at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, and he reacts to AIPAC jumping into the fray.
Really, at the end of the day, this organization's goal is to ensure that there is a strong U.S.-Israel alliance, that they want to try to ensure that if there are any fissures, that they are able to be repaired. So I don't find this surprising at all.
The Philadelphia DA says a suspected gunman who shot six police officers will face more than enough charges to keep him in prison for life. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Halftime here. In case you have tuned in and you think this is the voice of Bradley Dean, it's not. This is Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, okay, so as promised, we have on the line with us a very special guest and a contributor to Sons of Liberty Media, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He's from Liberty Fellowship in Kalispell, Montana. And Pastor Chuck, I've been excited all morning waiting for this time for you to come on and speak to us.
Yeah, awesome, Tim. It's great to be with you again.
Yeah, I think you're the only pastor I can say with some certainty who's ever read one of my articles in front of your audience. And I had somebody who attended there say that you read one of my articles about Roy Moore down in Alabama when they were coming after him. And I went over to see that. Sure enough, you did. And so I think it's great that you inform your people not only about the Word of God, but about what's going on around them, and you point them to a biblical mandate and command of how they are to conduct themselves in the culture. So we appreciate you joining us for this brief time. I wish I had you the whole hour. I really do, on the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Well, we'd love to do that. Let's schedule an hour next time, and we can make that happen, but thank you. Yeah, you put out some good stuff, Tim, and I often post it on my webpage. And, you know, we're in the fight of our lives for our liberties. And if people that know what liberty is and know their responsibility to maintain liberty, if they do not step up to the plate right now, our children and grandchildren are not going to have freedom. I mean, that's just the bottom line. So I appreciate all you're doing.
Yeah, sure. And that's the message of the Sons of Liberty. If we don't bring justice, we're just emboldening the tyranny, and bringing justice secures our liberties. So what I want to do is, in the brief time that we do have you, there's at least two things that, and I told people, I said, when you speak, you're either going to have people going, yes, amen, I agree completely with that, or you're going to trigger people and say, well, I just, and they're just going to go off on whatever. There are two things, though, that you've really been speaking out. One is against the current administration, just as much as we have in the previous administration under the usurper. I don't even call him a president. Under the usurper, Barack Hussein Obama's Dolores Abarca. And currently, our rights are being attacked through red flag laws. Now, you recently wrote on that.
Mm.
And right. Let's take this first segment. Let's deal with that. What's going on with that?
Yeah, this is horrific. This is the most dangerous threat to our Second Amendment since King George sent the troops to Lexington and Concord. I cannot overestimate the seriousness of this. And here's the really sad and, to me, disgusting part of it. It's people will elect a Democrat, let's say Obama or Clinton or anybody, put the name, it doesn't matter. They're a Democrat. Then the conservatives, the Christians, constitutionalists, et cetera, they are motivated beyond belief to resist whatever draconian political measures may come down the pike, including attempted gun control.
Yeah,
I remember back whenever Obama was in office, and you do too, that, you know, they came up with a assault weapon ban that actually made it to the Senate, and the House had already passed it, made it to the Senate, and the Democrat Senate defeated that bill.
Yes.
The Democrats did. And the reason the Democrats defeated that bill was because of the heat that they got from the gun owners across the country. It was intense opposition. That's what happens when Democrats are in. People are energized. They're motivated. They are informed. They're involved. They're active. And this is still a nation of we the people. Don't let anybody fool you. The people of this country still have the ability to set the course of the country.
Yes.
And so then you put a Republican in, especially Donald Trump. He is the consummate populist, nationalist, the president, you know, the one that everybody's been apparently dreaming for, et cetera, the hope of the future, you know, the guardian of our freedom and, you know, the last hope of America. I've heard all these things. The next John the Baptist. Even, I mean, I know, crazy stuff, really. I mean, crazy
yeah.
stuff. But so whenever you get a guy like that in there, what do the people do? The conservatives, Christians, constitutionalists, what do? For the most part, they yawn and go back to bed. You know, they,
yeah.
oh, well, we're okay now. Everything's fine. Donald Trump's going to take care of everything. He's not going to let anything happen to our Second Amendment. And they go to sleep. And that is the most dangerous time for a country. And Donald Trump has proven himself to be anything but consistent in his rhetoric regarding especially the Second Amendment, but other issues as well. But right now, he is the chief proponent of these red flag gun confiscation laws, the chief proponent. This is the guy that a few months ago said, let's take the guns first, go through due process second. And Christians yawned, and conservatives
yep.
yawned. Now, what if Barack Obama had said that? What if Hillary Clinton had said that? You know what the response would be. They would be up in arms, no pun
yep.
intended. And yet, oh, you know, Trump says it, and, oh, well, he didn't really mean that. Or I've even had scores of conservative Christians tell me, oh, he didn't really say that. I mean, you can show them the video
yeah.
of him saying it, speaking it from his own mouth, and they still don't believe that he said it. It's, so the red flag laws, and just real simply, what they do is they allow almost anyone, depending on how they're written, but most of the states that have them, 17 states already, almost 2,000 people have already had their guns illegally confiscated by state governments. One man has been murdered by policemen in an attempt to take his gun in the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
So you have You have almost anyone. It could be a neighbor. It could be a relative. It could be a coworker. It could be a policeman. It could be an anti-gun cop who sees you carrying a firearm or sees a gun in your vehicle or whatever. And he doesn't like the fact that you're owning a gun. He doesn't think you should be carrying a gun. So he appeals for, oh, you might be a threat. Yeah, you're walking in a store and somebody sees your concealed weapon or something, and they go ballistic. Some liberal anti-gunner, oh, I feel threatened. I feel in danger. How can he carry a gun? And they call the cops. And he's threatening me. He looked at me funny. And I don't know. I think he might hurt me. And then that's all it takes. That's all it takes is one phone call from anybody accusing a person, accusing you of being a potential threat. You're a potential threat to yourself. You're a potential threat to your neighbors and in your community. The judge signs the order. They never don't sign it. They sign the order, and the SWAT team comes to your house. And at the point of a gun, they will confiscate every gun out of your home. Then you will have to prove over the next year that you're competent. You know, you got to prove. No, I'm not crazy. I'm a good guy. I've never hurt anybody. I mean, you never threatened anybody. You never hurt anybody. You never committed a crime. You never threatened to commit a crime. That doesn't matter. This is guilty until proven innocent. It turns the Constitution upside down. And for this to get a foothold in America, to think of how this could be manipulated by presidents and governors in the future, you know, you got to look past Donald Trump. Donald Trump isn't going to be president forever. But if he puts this law in place, Tim, it's going to be law forever. And how this could be used by future, you know, Kamala Harris, give me an example, just yesterday, said that if she's pushing the red flag law along with Trump, and she said if Trump and the GOP are successful in implementing the red flag law, when she becomes president, if she were, she would use the red flag laws to disarm people who believe they should be armed. In other words, just on the mere fact that you want to be armed and that you're carrying a gun, that will precipitate a red flag law, and we will disarm people who want to be armed under the rubric of the red flag gun confiscation law. That's how this could be implemented in days to come. And Donald Trump, the man who promised the American people that he would be a friend of the Second Amendment is safe under my presidency. That's like George H.W. Bush when he said, read my lips, no new taxes. And then he turns around. This is the same thing. This was his read my lips promise to us. That he
of course it was.
The Second Amendment. And
of course
he
it was.
He's the biggest betrayer. Right now, he's the biggest betrayer of the Second Amendment in the country. And if Christians and conservatives and gun owners in general do not rise up en masse, just like they would do it if this was Barack Obama or any other president, this thing is going to go through. You guys, Lindsey Graham is pushing it. Marco Rubio is pushing it. Mitch McConnell is pushing it. I mean, you've got the House is already in the hands of the Democrats. All it takes is for the U.S. Senate to vacillate on this thing and pass it. And boom, Trump's going to sign it, and it's the law of the land. It is so dangerous. I cannot emphasize enough how much we need to get involved in stopping this.
Yeah, and let's be clear. It's not really the law of the land. It's what they say is the law of the land because it's repugnant to the Constitution. It violates not only
correct.
The Second Amendment, but the Fourth, the Fifth Amendment. We know this guy is for eminent domain, which is nothing about what the Constitution says in these kinds of things. Pastor Baldwin, tell people real quickly before we go to break where they can find out more about you.
Yeah, my website is chuckbaldwinlive.com. That's all one word, Chuck Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N, chuckbaldwinlive.com.
All right, we'll be right back with more from Chuck Baldwin right after these messages. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing, and I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt. Definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. We've got Pastor Chuck Baldwin from Liberty Fellowship on the line. He's also a contributor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. We appreciate, Chuck, you taking time to speak with us. Now, we talked about in this first segment we have with you about the red flag laws and how people need to be active in that. They need to wake up that the attack on the Second Amendment, and in fact, I've told people, I said, Donald Trump has got more done again for the issue of gun confiscation. I don't call it gun control because all of those laws are pointed towards confiscating people's guns. Correct. Than Barack Hussein Obama's Satori Sabarka ever thought about doing. He's got that done in 2.5 years. But there's That's something right. else that you write on, and I'll tell you, I've had people email me and want to call me and up in arms that you would dare speak about the modern state of Israel. Don't you know they're God's chosen people? That's what they tell me.
Right.
And they fail to realize what the New Testament says about those who reject the Messiah, God in the flesh, the person of Jesus Christ, as Antichrist. And I don't think we're off. I don't think you and I are apart in our mindset as far as what the Bible says. And it's not that we're anti-Jew in the fact that we hate Jewish people. We love Jewish people. We want them to know the truth. We want them to get the gospel because that's the only thing that can save them. The same thing that the Apostle Paul went to them with, the law and the gospel, same thing the Lord Jesus went with them, even though he called them children of the devil. They wanted to say they were children of Abraham. We want them to be saved, no doubt. But we don't want people to be deceived about who is the true Israel of God. Now, you have a recent article out, and you've written many articles in dealing with the modern state of Israel. You had a recent article out this month
Jeffrey Epstein was an Israeli agent of influence. And I can just see people's heads exploding here in the United States because of the false doctrine that somehow the modern state of Israel is somehow tied to biblical prophecy, you know, God's chosen people, all this kind of stuff. You want to speak to that? I just want to give you the open air to speak to people about those kinds of things.
Wow. But in the time we have left, give me a subject that I've been trying to teach on for the last 5 years and bring people along on this, you know, because I was a part of that thinking and that scriptural mentality. I was trained in it formally in two different colleges. I taught it all my life down in the other church I pastored in the Southeast, and which was over 30 years time frame. And so yeah, I didn't question the Israel-based prophecy futurism that is taught in those schools and universities and seminaries and so forth. And that's all I knew. And so I taught it myself. I taught it. I preached it. I believed it for over 30 years. So I'm very much someone who understands the concept that is dominating the evangelical churches of America today regarding Israel. You know, it was back in probably 2007, 2008, when I began to have a real moving of the Holy Spirit in my heart relative to this subject. And it first started out as a discomfort in my soul. Every time I would talk about it, I would get very uncomfortable, and I didn't know why. I couldn't understand it at first. And then the discomfort led to outright questioning that which I had believed and that which I had taught. And that forced me to come to a very life-changing moment where, after 30 years of preaching something that I now believe is error, I had to be willing to say to the Lord, honestly, I want to know the truth. And I'm willing to set aside everything I've been taught by man and everything I've read by man. And I want to just go to your word and learn the truth. And I'm teachable. Show me the truth. If I'm wrong, I will admit it. If I need to find truth, show me what truth is. And that was my prayer. And I was very honest and objective with the Lord about that. And so I set out on a multi-year research to get into this subject and to objectively, independently analyze the scripture and try to find truth. And I believe I have discovered truth, and that truth is that the modern state of Israel has absolutely nothing to do with Old Testament Israel or anything to do with a potential future Israel.
Sure.
That the Israel-based futurist dispensational theology is wrong, point blank wrong, and that's not what the Bible teaches at all. So I began a process of teaching this to my folks at Liberty Fellowship back in 2014. And here we are, 2019, and I'm still teaching people very slowly, very meticulously on this subject. And I've got one package of series that we've produced called the Israel Package, 15 messages on the subject of Israel. And we have that at a greatly discounted price on our website. I'm just about finished with a second package, the Israel Package 2, that we're going to produce here in the next couple of weeks. I've got two more messages to add to it, and that will be finished, and then that will be made available. And I know it's, Tim, I know it's very difficult for people who only know what they've heard. They all,
yes.
You know, TV, turn on any TV evangelist, almost any radio preacher, almost any evangelical pastor in America, no matter where you go, they're all regurgitating the same thing about Israel. And so that's all they know. It's true. Why? Because that's all they know and it's all they hear and there can't be any question. So I understand the difficulty of breaking free from, you know, the hardest thing in the world is not to learn truth. The hardest thing in the world is to unlearn error.
Yes, yes, it is.
You know, once you unlearn error, it's easy, not easy, but it's a lot easier to learn truth. And that's what people have to be willing to do. They have to be willing to objectively, honestly look at the scriptures, which is what I've been doing, is what I've been teaching, and I really believe that the current preoccupation with, literally, can I say, obsession with, and maybe even a stronger word, the idolatry of Israel, modern Israel, is a devilish delusion over the church that has precipitated so much bloodshed, so much death and destruction. And I would say that much of what our country is experiencing in terms of its downfall, socially, morally, politically, educationally, religiously, family, you look at all the areas of life that you want to judge how a country is doing, and we're not doing well at every level of determination. I believe most of it goes back to the misinterpretation of Bible Israel. And when we get that straight, we could straighten out a lot of our politics. We could straighten out a lot of our foreign affairs and all these foreign wars that we're fighting and some of this policy that we are putting up with from Washington, D.C., et cetera, I believe stems from the misinterpretation of Israel. Jeffrey Epstein was an Israeli agent. There's no question about that. And they can go read my column on that where I document many sources. This man was he was not just a pedophile, that's bad enough, but he was an Israeli agent whose purpose was to blackmail high, powerful, rich, political individuals to be able to use them for the benefit of the state of Israel. And I predicted in my column 2 weeks ago that there's no way that Jeffrey Epstein would be allowed to testify. I said in my column that he would either be killed in prison or he would be, they would get him out of there surreptitiously, you know, and he would be gone, you know, and they'd fake a death or whatever. So I don't really know what happened to him. I mean, he's either dead or they fake somebody's dead and he's back in Israel in a posh, Tel Aviv hotel. I don't know which is which. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is, everything that he knew, all the names, dates, places, times, events, everything that he has on Bill Clinton, everything that he has on Donald Trump, everything that he has on Alan Dershowitz, everything he has on these powerful political people in this country are going to be forever sealed.
Right.
You know,
Pastor,
we're never going to know.
No, so, I agree. We're going to have to schedule an hour with you.
Yeah, let's do that.
Tell people real quick where they can find out more about you before the show ends.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Yeah, my website is ChuckBaldwinLive.com. One word, ChuckBaldwinLive.com.
All right, Chuck Baldwin, we'll be back with you in 23.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.